Hello and welcome to the Grace of God Hour, brought to you by Minsky Ministries. I'm Barry Minsky, and I welcome you to our program today. Do you know, Paul said in Philippians chapter 1 that he was confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. As I ponder this verse, I think of our life on earth. And you know, there's very little that we can really be confident in on earth. I cannot guarantee that I will live to finish this program. Certainly, I can't tell you what's going to happen tomorrow. I have no idea. I hope that tomorrow will be a day in which I'll wake up and in which I'll have the whole day in which to serve the Lord. But I can't guarantee that. And you know, it's very much the same with our relationship to other people. I've had folks that I considered to be a friend that I found out were not friends at all. And I'm sure you've experienced that too. There is so little about which we can be confident in this world. But Paul's not talking about a confidence that he has in the things of the world. He's talking about his confidence in God. We can be confident in the things of God. We can be confident in the Word of God. And we can be confident in the actions of God. It's interesting that word confident is a translation of a word that has the idea of being persuaded or having confidence in. As Paul uses it here, it means a lot more than human hope. It talks about an absolute assurance. Well, here it says that Paul is confident of this very thing, that he, and of course it means God, who began a good work in us, will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. First of all, we need to look at this word began. It's an interesting word. It's only used twice in the New Testament. And in both cases, it was used by the Apostle Paul. And in both cases, it has a relationship to salvation. First of all, of course, our passage, he who began a good work. And then, in the book of Galatians, Paul is scolding the Galatian Christians for their turning away from total confidence in the things of God. They had the idea, many of them had the idea, that if they received the salvation from God, that was wonderful. But they could go on and perfect it on their own. That everything after that was really up to them. Well, God says, are you so foolish, having begun by the Spirit? Are you now perfected by the flesh? And obviously, that's a rhetorical question. The answer is absolutely no. When we think of God beginning a good work, we first have to realize that what he begins, he will end. What he begins, he will bring to a conclusion. You know, we're not always like that. I have to admit that there have been times in my life that I've started something that I simply just have not finished. And my guess is that that's probably true of most of you also. God began the work of salvation, and he will finish it. Well, what does it mean to say that God began the work of salvation? Well, first of all, the work of salvation began in eternity past, before the world was created, before there were any human beings in existence. God says in Ephesians chapter 1 that he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. We have been chosen of God. You know, when I first looked at that passage and came to understand what it really means, it was a shocking passage to me. For it said to me that somehow it was God who made the choice. Somehow, I was not the one who selected him, but he was the one who selected me. And I kiddingly say, if I knew me, I wouldn't select me. Laughing, of course. But God chose me and loved me before the foundation of the world. But that's not the end of it. That's just the beginning. He not only chose me, but he chose me for a purpose. And it says in that same passage in Ephesians 1, he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him. Well, my friends, I have to admit, I am not holy and blameless. You could find things about me that would be worthy of blame. Well, what does he mean then? He means that he has a goal, and that goal is to shape me and to shape you, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, into a holy and blameless person. He works in us. He begins with raw material that certainly is anything but holy, and he begins step by step by step to make us into the kind of people that he wants us to be. The process, as we know, is called sanctification. We start out as unholy people who are sinful, and slowly but surely he works in us, chipping away at those negative parts of our existence and shaping us into the people that he wants us to be. He says in this book of Philippians in chapter 2, "For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure." He's working in me, and slowly but surely, he's making me to be more like what he wants me to be. Well, I'll never be what he wants me to be until I'm in heaven with him. But it's my goal, as I know it is his, that from day to day, I get closer and closer and closer to that image. He said something similar in Ephesians chapter 2, where it says, in a very well-known passage, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship." What is workmanship? Well, it's that which he produces. If you're a carpenter, your workmanship is that which you make out of wood. If you're a cook, your workmanship is the food that you prepare. And God says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them." His purpose is to make of us people who are becoming more and more in the image of Jesus Christ. Well, as we look at our passage in the book of Philippians, where he says that he began the good work in us, we see that in eternity past, he chose us. But what about in the present? What happens to sinners today that they might be the children of God? God doesn't begin a work without bringing it to a conclusion. And salvation is the work of God alone. Oh, but you'll say, Well, no, salvation requires faith from us. It does, absolutely. But that very faith that we exercise is itself a gift from God, a gift that He gives to us so that we might exercise that faith in Him and obtain eternal life. Well, how do we know that faith is a gift from God? In Ephesians chapter 2, the passage that we read just a couple minutes ago, it says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith." Well, you see, there's faith. "And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." The very faith that we exercise is the gift of God. It reminds me of the story of that lady named Lydia who responded to the preaching of the Apostle Paul. And someone, of course, will ask, why did she respond to the teaching of Paul? Well, the Bible tells us. In Acts 16, it says, "A woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple fabrics, a worshiper of God, was listening, and the Lord opened her heart to respond to the things spoken by Paul." Had not God opened her heart, she would not have believed. And I'll tell you, my friends, I am thrilled that one day when I was a student at Temple University in Philadelphia, God opened my heart and enabled me to believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when I believe, He gave to me the precious blessing of eternal life. In our next study, we're going to continue and look at the rest of this verse where it says that God began a good work in us and He will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. We'll look at that second half of the verse. But in the meantime, I ask you a question. Do you know the Savior? Have you come to faith in Jesus Christ? If you have, praise God. And I know that you, like me, are working that we might become closer and closer to the image of the Lord Jesus, that we might truly be pleasing to God. If you don't know Him, I challenge you to turn from sin and to turn to Him in faith believing. But once you have, turn back and look at what you've done and realize that that very faith that you exercise was itself the gift of God. I enjoy being with you and sharing, and I would like to hear from you. Take a moment, if you will, and send me an email. The address is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, @ Minsky Ministries, M-I-N-S-K-Y, ministries.org. And so until we get together again around the Word of God, the Lord richly bless you.